This is Pastor Mike Eccleston speaking, and I would like to welcome you to Heritage Baptist Church's online audio library. These messages are provided not as a substitute for the assembling of God's people, nor as a substitute for the regular reading of God's Word, but rather as a spiritual supplement for a deeper understanding of His Word. May He add His blessing as you listen.
Losing our friends and getting the chills. I wondered if the world's gonna fall on me. Then Jesus set me free. He said, don't worry,
don't worry about
what you eat. Don't worry,
don't worry about
shoes for your feet. Don't worry about a place to stay. Let Jesus take your worries away.
Don't worry
about what you eat. Don't worry about shoes for your feet. Don't worry about a place to stay. Let Jesus take your worries away. Let Jesus take your worries away.
Amen. All right, let's turn, if you would, this morning with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, and then we're going to go to chapter 6, starting in verse 7. We'll read down through verse 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Chapter 6. Verse 20 through 22. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. We're glad to know that we have it. We don't have a book about it and call it your word. We have your word. And so we pray that you would bless it to our spiritual understanding as we go through this morning, both in this auditorium and with the children in the back. We pray for your will to be accomplished in our lives. May we see clearly things that ought to be, if they're not, in our lives, and how we can make the difference to be exactly how they ought to be. We just ask that you move upon our hearts in a very special way, and that our spirits would be sweet, we would use great wisdom, and that the word would go forth in power. We pray that you, above all things, we would bring honor and glory to thee in what we do here. For we ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going in a very unusual direction for me this morning. And so I want to preface everything by a few statements. I am an independent fundamental Baptist by conviction. I don't apologize for the position that I hold. I am of an evangelical persuasion, or evangelistic, I guess. I'm concerned for the souls of men and women and boys and girls. If you're here without Christ, I'm concerned for your soul. You may not be concerned about it, but I am. And I pale in comparison to the Lord's concern for you. And so the things we say, the things we do, are all with that design in mind, that you might see yourself as a sinner that needs to be saved. And that despite the fact that God is love, His love will not oversee someone who rejects Christ as their personal Savior, or thinks that they have to earn or merit or work for their salvation. Salvation was secured for us by the Lord Jesus Christ upon the cross, and His death, His burial, His resurrection, the shed blood fits into that picture. And if any of those elements were not there, we don't have a gospel, we don't have a saving message, we are wasting our time. And I would be the first one out the door. There are people that always beat me out the door. But in this, if all of that were true, and if none of it were true, I would beat you out there and I'd never come back. But it is true. And there's enough false teachers and false religions that are out there that are telling you the contrary. And so we need to be diligent in our giving forth of the truth. What you do with that is up to you. But I would plead with you. However you came in here today, and for whatever reason you came here today, that you would examine your heart according to the Word of God and see yourself as Christ sees you, a sinner that can be saved by grace through faith forever if you will receive Him on the conditions that He has laid out for you right here in His Word. With that in mind, everything that I speak of here this morning deals with mothers, but at the same time, I think there's a spiritual overtone to this, that we would include saved mothers, although there are regular lost mothers that can do many of the things that I talk about, but just not with the spiritual connotation. And that's important. It's not trying to demean anybody, but the truth is the truth. There are things that I've done as a saved person that I also did as a lost person, but without the spiritual power and understanding of why I was doing those things. When I was lost, I believed the Bible was the Word of God, but I couldn't tell you why. When I was lost, I believed Christ is the Savior of the world, but I couldn't tell you why. When I was lost, I believed He resurrected from the dead, but I couldn't tell you anything about that because none of it made sense to me. Until finally somebody sat down and was concerned for my soul and told me it was for me He did those things. For my sin. My sin put Him there. He paid the debt for my sin. And He forgave my sin as I received Him by faith as my Savior. All of those things are important. This morning we recognize you special ladies that are here with us this morning or watching that have graced so many lives and molded children into what they are today. Now, some of you may shudder at that, and others of you may say, yes, that's me. You're talking about me. You put yourself in the picture anywhere you want to. Innumerable times a day, mothers do what no one else could do as well. Other people can do the same things. When our children threw up, I could clean up the vomit, but I didn't do it as well as my wife and the mother. I gagged, you know, as often people do. But mothers hurt while they wipe away tears of their children. They don't order them to quit. They just wipe them away. There's an understanding there that it's an unwritten understanding. They whisper words of hope, not despair, to them. And they ease a child's fear, not deepen it. So I want to take that word, mother, this morning, and use it especially in this message. Okay, so I'm going to start with the letter M. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 31. A lot of passages in Proverbs this morning, but other places as well. The virtuous woman was also a mother. The two are tied together in many respects. When you come in, can you close that door? That door. Good. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. So I use the designation M for magnitude. There is no higher calling or more noble calling than being a mother. The magnitude meaning greatness or importance. They have a special place in the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, she gives life to every living person. And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Without her, none of us would be here either. And that's a silly statement to make, but it's very true. And whatever your history with your mothers, Don't ever forget that. Jochebed, Moses' mother, changed the course of history. If you go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 2, Exodus chapter 2, and I'm assuming you're very familiar with the story. The Israelites are in captivity. They're slaves to the Egyptians. Verse 1, and there was a man, there went a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. The reason being that all the children were, the young children were supposed to be killed. All right, if there was no Jochebed, there'd be no Moses. To me, that's very simple. I mean, we know that there was a Jochebed, we know there was a Moses, but if there wasn't, that's the situation. 1 Samuel chapter 1. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And let's look here in verse 20. Wherefore it came to pass, then when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. The mother of Samuel, she gave Israel the greatest priest they have ever had. Although Moses has been, you know, called even greater. Without Hannah, there was no Samuel. So we have the list, and it goes on. Without Moses, without Eve, none of us. Without Jochebed, there's no Moses. Without Hannah, there's no Samuel. And in Matthew chapter 1, without Mary, there's no Christ. How can you imagine anything like that ever even happening? Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Today, what are the options? Not put her away, but do something even more destructive and horrible. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So we have Jochebed, Hannah, Mary, starting with Eve. Magnitude, the magnitude of a mother. The letter O, dealing with others. You can read Proverbs 31, verses 13 through 21. And you can see the involvement of the virtuous woman, who also is a mother, for other people. And from that I draw this. Mothers live a life of service. It is a remarkable thing. Is there a textbook for it? No. Did you need a textbook when you became a mother? No. Today we need books about everything that show us what to do, how to do, when we already have the book. And if we're saved, we already know, even though we may not know the details, that because we're a mother, how to do some of these things. We know how to do them better with the Word of God. But there's always something to do for other people in the life of a mother. Always. It just, without her, how could her children survive without her? And the answer is, quite frankly, they can't. They couldn't. A story is told of a 15-year-old boy who came home one afternoon, found his mother in bed. That was a rarity. His mother was never in bed. And he was very concerned about her, and he asked if she was sick or something. And she said, yes, son, I'm very sick and not feeling very well at all. And he said, oh, well, don't worry. Just had a song about don't worry. Don't worry about dinner, Mom, I'll be happy to carry you down to the kitchen. All right. There is a kid who very sarcastically knew his mother.
and knew what she was about. And even though it can be funny, he understood she was a woman that cared for others. And that was her chief concern. Mothers live a life of sacrifice. They're always sacrificing to meet the need of others. When you grow up, when we were growing up, you take it for granted. And now that we've become older and some of our mothers aren't here, we can reflect on some of the sacrifices that were made and some of the neglect that we showed during those times. The letter T, standing for thoughtful, Proverbs 31, verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom. Her way is mindful. Mothers are thinkers, creative thinkers. You have to be creative if you have children. And they open the door of imagination to their children. Sometimes it's toys out of cardboard. Sometimes it's leftover paper. And by the way, movies, television, video games has taken much of that imagination and stripped the children of it almost completely. I don't remember ever growing up and being glued to a seat. We were always doing something with the other kids, and I mean, always. And then, of course, there was a time where you had to study, you had to do all this other stuff, but we're always doing something, and we could always imagine things. There's very little imagination today, except how it's directed by a machine and a screen. That's where the imagination comes from. And how much of that is actually any degree of godliness? Oh, actually, I'm kind of liberal right there. There we go. There's none. There's none. For your spiritual life, there isn't any. You can say, oh, but they talk about character traits. In what way? And what are they saying? And how are they saying? And what do they look like? In how they do that. But a mother's way is mindful. Her words are meaningful. Mothers are wise. Mothers are intelligent. Guess what? Maybe you're going through a process where you as a mother are not being thought of as being very intelligent or wise. But one day they're going to realize that about you and feel very bad that they treated you the way they did and said the things that they said to you. A mother doesn't fail to cultivate her mind in some degree or another. The end of verse 26 in Proverbs 31 says, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Now, it may not be kindness in the ways a lot of people describe kindness, but in a sense, it always is. All right, H for helper. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. A helper. Not a derogatory position, not a lower position, but somebody to come alongside and be of genuine help. When you get to the place where you feel superior as a male to a female, you've lost sight of what God is saying. And that's not the position that mothers have. Mothers are encouragers. The greatest champion a child has is his or her mother, when it comes down to it. Mothers understand and offer encouragement where no one else can, or many times when no one else does. Mothers spend many tear-filled hours in prayer for their children, first to be saved, and if they are saved, that they would serve the Lord. And if they're not serving the Lord, but they're saved, that they would be restored back into fellowship. And many times that can be years and years and years of praying and crying. That's what mothers do. The letter E is for enablers. Mothers are enablers. there is no job that can adequately compete with the responsibility of shaping and molding a new baby. I hope that my niece finds that out. She and her baby just left over the weekend, went back home. I think part of the problem was due to her and the excessive bleeding, and the baby was underweight. But, you know, really, there's going to be no one to compete with her in that responsibility of shaping that young child and molding her into what she should be. But guess what? If she doesn't have Christ, how can she mold her child into that? You see the importance here? I mean, you can shape and mold somebody, but to what? And so the safe place is to be in God's will. I think it's beyond insanity to construct laws in opposition to what God has put into mothers and mothers alone. I don't have that. I can take on certain roles, I can do certain things, but I can't ever compete with Linda. I can't compete with any mother. And they're the ones that are enablers. E is for effective. Proverbs chapter 31. Let's go to verse 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Last verse in the book of Proverbs. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. And so when I talked about her instruction is to be remembered. The older you become, the more you understand or remember the lessons that she taught you. Now, I'm going to say something at the end because I'm describing idealism here to an extent, but understand why I'm doing it. Don't ever imagine that those early lessons that she gave you did not impact your life, because they did. I don't know where the verse is, but it talks about the treatment of mothers in old age and how there's a disparity in the treatment when they're young to when they're older. And there ought not be that disparity. And you want to make sure you don't go in that direction, either by inference or directly. Her influence is reflected. Influence is spoken of, and I'm quoting it, the power of persons or things to produce effect on others, or that possesses the power to affect others. She has great influence. She has had great influence, and one day you'll see that if you haven't already, on what you are, who you are, and what influence she had on you. R, the last word, is for rewarded. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed or blessed. Why is that? Because of her instruction and her influence. And oh yes, patience. Patience. So mother, magnitude, others, thoughtful, helpful or helper, effective and rewarded. I read in Scripture, and I've seen in life, all children aren't as fortunate to have that kind of mother. There's some pretty nasty things said about mothers in Scripture. But I don't want to go there. I want to talk about however, and a big however. Praise the Lord, God got a hold of your heart and your mind and your soul and your body, and you became this kind of mother and are leaving a great legacy and a testimony of what a godly mother is all about to your children and to all that see you as a mother of your children. It's very important that we understand the importance of, you know, I've watched this through the ages, I mean, as far as being a pastor. One day a year, we elevate mothers. And many times it's not for one day, it's for 1 hour. Or a meal. Father's Day, we do the same thing with fathers. But in our culture, in our society, mothers and fathers, what honor do they have? Everything that is of a thoughtful, truthful nature that God has built into mothers and godly mothers is being diminished and crucified. I mean, annihilated. And same thing with fathers. And so we are a people that need to be very diligent, as we are in many other areas, to be in the Word, searching the Word, studying the Word, and being what we can as godly mothers. You can as godly mothers, so that you can leave behind a generation that will seek the Lord and will obey the Lord and serve the Lord. Very important. Today is Mother's Day. And so I say, mothers, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy the day and reflect on the things that, the small, simple little things that we spoke of here this morning, and apply them to your life. And don't look back. Look forward. Let's pray. As you sit here this morning, I'm not talking just to mothers, but all of us. I don't know the situation that you're involved with, but I know the answer. It's found here in your Word. You may not like what God's Word says, but it's undeniable. It says it anyway. And we stand with your Word. If you do not know beyond any question that if something were to happen to you today, physically, and you would die, and you don't know exactly where you would go or how you would get there, there is one that came for you to seek you out because you were lost. He lived a perfect life. He went to a cross for everything you've done or ever will do. And he paid your debt of sin in full. After he was dead, he was buried, and he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. The blood that he shed paid your entire debt of sin. He offers a salvation that is by grace through faith alone. If it was dependent upon you or me, none of us would make it. None of us would be saved. Nobody would ever be saved. But it's not up to us. It's up to what he did and our acceptance of what he did. Repentance toward God, faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. How is it with your heart? You can fool me. You can fool everybody around you. But you don't fool God. He wants you to be saved. It's his will that you be saved. Christian, it's Mother's Day. Don't put on a front. Be genuine. And don't let it be for one day, one afternoon, out of a year. Let it be real. There's a lot of us that don't have mother. There's no words we can say anymore. There's no actions we can do anymore. All the things that we were going to say and all the things that we were going to do are gone. And whatever it is that you're going to say and whatever it is that you're going to do while your mothers are alive, you better take advantage of while you have them. And again, I understand not everybody has the same practice of being raised in these situations. But again, praise the Lord that you've overcome these things and you've got yourself in order, and you have become exactly what God wants you to be with all of your imperfections as well. The Lord's speaking to your heart tonight, this morning. The altar's open. You come, you pray. If there's anybody here that's never been baptized by immersion after they're saved, this would be a good opportunity to make that intent known. Nothing to do with salvation, everything to do with identification. You're visiting with us. Good time to make the intent known to join in with this local church. But whatever God's saying, act on it. And realize where you are and who you are. Father, thank you for your Word. Thank you for mothers. Thank you for where they have brought us and taken us. Father, we pray for situations of grave concern, and we ask that your will be accomplished in all of them. And whatever you're saying to anyone here this morning, because I know the Holy Spirit can move in a different way altogether from where I was, then I pray that your people that are called by your name would do business with you. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Pastor Eccleston again. I trust that the preceding message was a spiritual blessing to you. If God has spoken to your heart, I encourage you to respond in whatever area He is leading. You know, there's no more important issue than your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you sense your need to trust Him as your personal Savior, He will save you if you receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in His finished work to pay the full debt of your sin. Please call us or write us or email us in this most important matter or any other spiritual matter. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Are you seeking the Lord? I truly hope so.